There are a few words that get used often by non-native speakers, but native speakers don't use them as much. One of these words is the word goods. I don't hate goods. Goods is a perfectly good word, and it is usually correct grammatically, but it tends to get a bit tired from overuse among non-native English speakers. Actually, native speakers don't like to use the word much in everyday conversation. I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English for English learners. Why not use the word goods? Well, I suppose it sounds a little technical to native speakers. Like an economics class, where we learned about goods and services, or the Consumer Goods Index. Whew, not very interesting. Even though goods doesn't sound very complex, it sounds very simple, actually. But since it sounds technical to us, we don't often use it in everyday conversation. We prefer words like items or merchandise, sometimes products, or, if we're speaking very casually, just stuff. For example, when people buy items at the baseball park to show support for the team, they talk about their team goods. But in this case, we might use the word merchandise, since there are various types of items, and we don't want to be specific, we like to have a general word. So, instead of goods, merchandise seems to work well. Merchandise sounds more technical and complex, but for some reason, we prefer it in cases like these. We like items when we might talk about some specific types, such as there are several items to choose from. In this case, there are many possibilities, but each one seems fairly specific and individualized. Using the word items gives us that feeling. The word products is often used when referring to items offered by your own company. We have several products to choose from. This might also be a common phrase for a shopkeeper or store clerk. Customers might use product too, especially when referring to a type of item, such as, what product would you recommend? But in everyday speech among friends, product might sound a bit formal. Among friends, we might use the word stuff. This word wouldn't be appropriate in a business or formal situation, I suppose, but it's perfect for casual conversation. It is very vague. It might mean items or merchandise or products. It might be general or specific, and it might refer to product types or individual items. So, it's pretty versatile. But sometimes it sounds a little direct, so be careful when you talk about other people's stuff. Don't worry if you've been using the word goods up till now. You haven't made any mistakes, it's not incorrect. But if you know how to use words like items, merchandise, products, and stuff, and avoid using goods, except in academic and formal situations, your English is definitely going to sound better. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for listening to 3-Minute English.